For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Yesterday, I called up a journalist named Greta Privatera.
Yeah, it's me.
She lives in Milan. So you live in Milan, but your husband's American?
Yeah, my husband is from Detroit, Michigan. He's actually like the suburb of Detroit in a city called Northville.
Lately, Greta and her husband have been spending a lot of time on the phone with his family back in the States, trying to explain how COVID-19 has changed their reality. Can you put me on those phone calls with his family? Because you're in Italy, you're under lockdown, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it seems like we have a FaceTime and we talk and they're like, how is being there? Like, oh, it's horrible. And they're talking like it's something that is happening here. So they're like, I'm so sorry for you guys. And I am very sorry because I feel like it's gonna happen to you too, probably.
Greta's father-in-law, he's still playing hockey 3 times a week. And last she checked, her mother-in-law was still going to the grocery store.
But I did the same thing, like till like 2 weeks ago. That was the last time I went out on my gate.
Do you feel a little crazy on those phone calls? Like, it can be socially awkward to be the person who's like, listen, pay attention. You have to pay attention to this.
I feel like I had the feeling with few people I talked with, of American people, American friends, that at the beginning I felt like I was, how do you say, I wasn't like rooting for America.
Huh.
Like, I felt like it was like a curse.
Like a curse? Like
yeah, a spell.
Greta says when she dials up the United States, she feels like the Wicked Witch in a fairy tale, arriving to curse an innocent baby or a young princess. She knows what's coming, and it isn't good.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like that in a certain way.
Deaths from this coronavirus have been surging in Italy, especially up north, where Greta lives. Thousands are in intensive care. The health system is overrun. And Greta, she can see the beginnings of this same kind of strain when she talks to her American friends.
I talked to the mother of a friend of mine in Michigan. She works for a hospital in Michigan, and she's a physician, and she said, we don't have masks, we don't have gloves, so it's the same story everywhere. Sometimes I felt like offended a little bit because I'm like, how could you not think that? How did you think you were invincible? Do you think the virus wasn't behaving a different way in America or in other country? But then I stop and say, that's the same thought I had in China. So I understand that thought.
Today on the show, life under lockdown. I've been living like this for 4 days. Greta, she's been living this way for 4 weeks. I'm Mary Harris. You're listening to What Next? Stick with us.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Discover. When it comes to your finances, Discover wants you to know they are the credit card that is always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We are talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm sitting here in New York and I feel like you are my future.
Yeah, exactly. I'm you in 10 days. Well, not maybe more, 2 weeks.
Greta Privatera learns more about this coronavirus outbreak each day. But it's not abstract learning anymore.
Like a week ago, I knew people that knew people were sick. Now I know people that died. Like you can hear ambulances all the time now. Yeah, it's horrible.
Like literally like just like day and night?
Yeah, in Bergamo, which is a city near Milan. It's a really nice city, actually. But it's very hit by the coronavirus. And the ambulance, like, you could hear ambulances during night and days, and they stopped the sound of the ambulances. How do you call it? Sirene? The siren? I don't know.
Yeah, the siren.
You know, the sound that they make. Yeah, exactly. They stop it because people were freaking out. So they're not using it anymore.
They're not using the sirens?
No, no. Because
I guess they don't need them because no one's on the streets.
And, you know, it's scary because it's your neighbor. It's the street next to you. It's the place where you used to... I mean, it's the people you know. This city is very hit by coronavirus. There's, like, too many people that are dying there.
So tell me a little bit about how you're living now. You have two little kids. Do you live in an apartment, a house?
We are lucky because we live in a really old villa. We have a backyard. So that's very, very good now. This week is the fourth week that the kids are home from school. It's 4 weeks that we're working from home, both of us. And we're freaking out. It's very hard to work and have the kids that always want something or need something, or they are bored or they're hungry or they fight and you have an article to send or you have my phone call. So it's very intense. So we are dividing our day in, I work in the morning, my husband try to work in the afternoon and very often late night. Then we try to entertain the kids and we cook a lot. Everything we can cook, we cook. And the kids, I feel like I have a 2-year-old daughter and she's fine. Even if today she looked in my eyes and said, "Mom, I want to go in the car," because she doesn't know how to say, "Let's get out of the gate." like she wants to say something like saying, "Let's do something that is different." The other, my daughter, like, she's 6, she's very sensitive, and even if we show her all the videos about coronavirus, you know, the videos made for kids, to explain the situation, we talk like if it was like something not like so scary, but she can feel the fear we are experiencing. 2 nights ago, she woke up and she screamed and she was scared. She said, "I dreamt coronavirus. I dreamt that a kid was holding the coronavirus on his hand and he touched you and you got sick."
Oh.
And you're like, "No, it's okay." But she was crying. They said, "No, it's fine." And sometimes I hear her saying, which is very funny, kind of crazy. She's playing with whatever dolls. Huh? And she says, "Go away, coronavirus, go away."
Huh.
And you're like, "Whoa, cool. We're just experiencing trauma here." So,
oh my gosh. What's your procedure for just the basics, like getting groceries? Can you leave? Like, how stringent is the lockdown?
Actually, we try to do online shopping, but the problem is that Amazon Prime is having really, really lots of problems. So if you do the grocery shopping, let's say today, you're going to get the food maybe in 4 days, if you're lucky. So yesterday, my husband went grocery shopping and they put gloves on, mask, glasses, and then we clean all the packages because that's another thing they say to do.
You clean all the packages?
Yeah, because, you know, the new studies say the coronavirus stay on plastic for hours and hours. So we try to clean a little bit, not clean, like, you know, we took a paper towel and we put alcohol on it and we try to clean it. That's how we deal with life right now. And it's kind of depressing sometimes, very depressing. Like I would say I receive a call a day of a friend that say I'm very depressed.
Huh. It's funny you say that because I feel like here in the U.S., there's been that video going around of everyone singing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. That, because we, I don't know if you've ever been in Italy, but it's really, I would say, outgoing country. And if you live in a big building with balconies, the balcony is the way you talk with people. So there's the people that decided to do this, I would say, flash mobs, where everyone at 6 p.m. they all go out and sing a song, or they, I don't know, dance or try to... There's people that just play instruments, which is cool. But for example, in Bergamo, the city I was talking to you before, I talked to a girl yesterday that said her father died in a few days ago, and she told me, if I hear somebody singing from the balcony, I would like go to their house and punch them, because if there's a thing I don't want to hear is people singing now. So she said that in Bergamo nobody's doing this because there's too many people that are dying.
I want to talk a little bit about what happens when people get sick.
Yeah, when people get sick, the ambulance comes and pick you up and take you to the hospital. You know, I feel like if you go to the hospital now, it's like going to hell. And the problem is that if you end up in intensive care or in a sub-intensive care, you're not gonna talk to your family anymore, probably. They have a helmet with oxygen on their head. And so they're not able to speak on the phone.
It sounds like a spacesuit.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like that. If you Google it, you can see it. So it's the step before the intensive care. I hear lots of stories of doctors that try to help the patient when they are so sad. Like I read a story that there was this old lady, that she felt like she was dying. So she had a helmet on and she asked a doctor to help her. And she wanted to say goodbye to her granddaughter. And the doctor FaceTimed the granddaughter. And the old lady said goodbye. And after a few hours, she died. And that's not like a original story. Like, there's too many stories like that. Doctors are the link between the families and the patient. And so if you are lucky enough to have a good one that is very sensitive, then you're going to use FaceTime or Skype or whatever to help you say goodbye, or at least to say hi to your parent, to your family.
So you're saying, like, the good outcome is the doctor brings you a phone to FaceTime with your family.
If you're lucky enough, yeah.
And then you die alone.
You die very alone. That's another thing. Like, the solitude of this virus creates a lot of solitude. Creates solitude in our families, creates solitude in the patient, and doctors too, because they're too busy. They say that we don't even talk to each other. Like, we are like in our mask, gloves, gown, how do you say, the suit that they wear, and we are just working. We don't, and most of them, they don't even go back home. They strive because they're scared to be infected and to pass the infection to the family. So this virus has a lot to do with solitude. Maybe we'll learn something from this.
You say you've known people who died of coronavirus too.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Yeah, then there's this another circle of hell, and because you die alone and then you stay there. Sometimes they take you, like, you cannot have a funeral now because you cannot have more than two people together. So there's a lot of body in the churches and in the cemetery waiting for the funeral. And but I heard horrible stories about another city. It's Naples, which is in the south of Italy, and the coronavirus is not bad as it is here. And I heard the story of a guy that did a video on Facebook because his sister died from coronavirus, not suspected coronavirus, and the funeral home didn't want to pick her up because they were unprepared. They didn't know she had coronavirus, and they didn't have the right instruments to treat the body. And so they stayed with the body of the sister for hours, for maybe more than a day at home. And he did a video on Facebook, and you could see the body of the sister. I didn't watch the video because I didn't want to see that. And asking for help. He was saying, we don't know what to do, we're going crazy, the situation is like that. And so at the end, because of the video, because of the news, there was a funeral home that helped them.
I feel like part of the reason we wanted to speak to you is because you're like this messenger from the future. And I wonder if you had to call yourself up, like, back in time, before this happened, before you were in lockdown, what would you tell yourself about what's about to happen?
Yeah, I would say, dear Greta, please stay at home. Please give up your little needs, like going out for a cappuccino or a coffee in the morning. Give up as soon as you can going out with friends, because if you want your life back again as it is now, you need to give up now some behaviors, and you have to be careful, because it's gonna happen. Like the virus behaves in Italy as it behaved in China, in France, in other country. So we have to give up our freedom a little bit, because we one day will be so sad because our fathers of our friends will die, because our neighbor will die, and we cannot stop that. The only thing we can do to help the doctors, to help patients, is stay home. It's saving life, really. It's like saving life.
Greta Privatera, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for sharing our stories.
Greta Privatera is a journalist living in Italy. You can follow her on Twitter at Greta Privatera. And that's the show. Keep calling and leaving messages about how you're coping during this really strange time. Are you going to work? Have you lost a job? Are you one of the retired healthcare workers who's been asked to come back and help at your old hospital? Tell me. Give a call at 202-888-2588. You can also tweet at me. I'm at Mary's Desk. I asked Greta how she's coping, stuck indoors with a couple of kids.
Talking with friends is helping, and also FaceTime is helping, and taking a shower is good, too.
I feel so, like, simpatico with you. Like, that's total, like, my shower is like, I'm like, I have to take a shower now. No one can come in here.
Exactly. But do you know, like, for example, Saturday, I took a shower and I was like, okay, that's my time. No kids, nobody. So comes the first one and she's already naked. She jumped in the shower with me. I'm like, no, why? That was my shower. Then she left the door of the shower open, and the dog came inside our shower. He loves water. So we had the dog in the shower. The other one was like, oh, that's a party. And she was already naked too and came to my shower. So I had the shower with the kids and the dog. So I was like, this is the worst time of the week. It was supposed to be my best time.
This show is produced by Mary Wilson, Mara Silvers, Jason DeLeon, and Danielle Hewitt. This week, we had some extra help from Allison Benedict and Susan Matthews. I'm Mary Harris. I will be back in your feed on Monday. Stay healthy.
I'm Dahlia Lithwick, and I'm host of Amicus, Slate's podcast about the law and the U.S. Supreme Court. We are shifting into high gear, coming at you weekly with the context you need to understand the rapidly changing legal landscape. The many trials of Donald J. Trump, judicial ethics, arguments and opinions at SCOTUS. We are tackling the big legal news with clarity and insight every single week. New Amicus episodes every Saturday, wherever you listen.